C.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to another one of my episodes of me, William Wallace for America. So today, I want to take a little bit of a different direction. I want to get away from some of the popular narratives or the interviews that I like to do, which I think are still important for our community. And I started to do a deep dive on my the other day, researching freedom. And I've done this before where I talk about what the founding fathers say about freedom or what some other person says about freedom, that some other person's history. And so I start looking up people like Voltaire and look up, Alexis de Tocqueville, and you start seeing what they said about freedom. And you start to hear words and phrases that we don't hear today as much anymore. And as I started diving a little bit deeper, you start to say, well, you know, it sounds so old-fashioned. It sounds so old-timey, if you will. But when you really start thinking about it, about what raw freedom is and the history of when man really started to stretch its wings and really started wanting to exercise their freedom. Of course, history tells us, you know, when they're, you know, the Greeks and the Romans and when they're making the pyramids. You look at, well, who really had freedom? You think everybody was slaves or kings or queens or pharaohs, as the case may be. And that's not really the case for everybody. But even back then, without the technology we have today, without the luxuries that we have today, your freedoms are a little bit more restricted because of your ability to do anything. And who knows what actual freedom we had back then, but we do know that there were lots of tyrants, lots of pillaging, lots of war, lots of things going on that restricted freedoms. So as I've researched the founding fathers and researched where they got their true spirit of freedom, you start finding that they read and studied philosophers. They studied Plato. They studied Aristotle. They studied all the great philosophers. And they studied Voltaire, which I'm going to read something from him in a minute. And you might think that Voltaire's older, but he's really not. I'll give you the years and everything like that. You might be surprised. But the reason for this is, especially today, all we're hearing is the narrative. You know, if you don't believe in this ideology or this narrative or this, you know, if you don't agree that certain books should be sold in the library, you're one of those far right wing Christian extremists that's looking to ban books, or if you don't believe that a 9-year-old, 10-year-old should be able to go to their principal to have an alteration, we'll say, then you know you're not for true freedom. But we start to not be awake, if you will, to what's really going on. And we start to be almost brainwashed by the fact that the narratives and the injection of opinions really guide our thoughts, but they also guide our freedoms. They rob our freedoms. You see, where there's a lot of people screaming that we're losing freedom, and there's a lot of people, even a lot on the right, that say, oh, that's a crazy talk. That's a conspiracy talk. Government's not taking our freedoms. You have your right to buy a gun. You have your right to say something. You know, that's that crazy talk. But when you look at how the narratives that they perpetuate in public really change our way of thinking. Even me, at times, I might start to say something. I go, can't really say that because you know, somebody might. Or I say something. I won't give you the example, but I said something the other day. It was totally just benign. Just there was nothing to it. And after I said it, I went, oh my gosh, there was a few people that I was talking to. And they're like, it's okay, William. It's no big deal. But because we get conditioned, and the news and the history and the stories aren't told in raw form anymore. They're injected with opinion to where you see it as a fact instead of an opinion. You know, well, today it rained, but of course it's going to rain more because of that global warming. Well, fact that it rained, whether it rained because of global warming or not, is probably slim to none because raining is natural. But the narratives that are used and injected into the truth, or they're blended with the truth, we start to see things a little differently. We start to feel things a little differently. We start to think a little differently in such a way that it's guiding our freedoms. It's actually the way elected officials, and not all of them, but groups, because when I talk to the individual elected officials on interviews, it surprises me sometimes. Wow, I really like this person. I got a lot in common. And then you see how they vote when they all get together. It's that collective thinking, I guess, that they vote a certain way on as a group. But they're not, in some ways, I don't think that they're intentionally trying to steal freedoms. I think some of them are. Or collectively, but some of the policies rob our freedoms. Even local policies on crime steals our freedoms. We might not look at it that way. We might say, those that mayor, that parish president, that county mayor, they're not. That policy they created doesn't steal my freedoms. But what happens is you take policies on crime, for instance, particularly here in New Orleans, Chicago, New York. Policies being created by elected officials, councils, what have you, they might not seem like they're robbing your freedoms, but the result of increased crime or rises in crime, because maybe they have a no bail policy or a cash bail, whatever the case, get rid of cash bail, and all of a sudden crime increases. Now your freedom and liberty to go out about, to go have dinner, go feel comfortable in the park, your ability to walk down your street is limited. Some of your freedoms have been taken as a result of policies. When we get back from this next break, I'm going to tell you how our founding fathers researched some of these great philosophers and used that way of thinking to create policies or create a constitution that really gave us that raw freedom without the narratives. Remember, they took bullets for us from guns. We just have to take words from narratives. And we're going to talk about that after the break.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So it's not just elected officials creating policies like some people think, where, oh, they're gonna take our guns because they're gonna create a policy that, you know, allows them to come in and get rid of the Second Amendment. No, you see, I think that there are some elected officials that had nefarious intentions and truly corral as many people as they can around their ideas without telling them what their true intention is, to eliminate freedoms or liberty or whatever the case may be. But I think there's another group of elected officials that get together that they go, oh, yeah, that sounds good, and they don't really care about the unintended consequences of the laws they create, or they're not aware of what's going to happen. And then there's a lot of holdouts that they just kind of like the raw freedom. But today, the injections of narratives are so frequent in our policymaking and in the political process that we've lost that sense of raw freedom. We've lost that sense or that thirst for raw freedom. We've lost that sense of truth not injected with narrative. And so when we go back to what our founding fathers were saying about freedom and saying about liberty and saying about the birth of this country and the actions that they were doing, it seems old-timey. We go, eh, it's an old stuff. Well, yeah, they weren't talking about LGBT, whatever, and they weren't talking about the CRT, and they weren't talking about all the different narratives. They weren't concerned about Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, because they believed in self-reliance. They believed that if man has raw freedom, then man, or today's terms, man and woman, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean? I'm speaking from the old times, that the human spirit thrives on freedom. It yearns for the ability to rely on itself. We don't know that feeling anymore because everything is so easy between technology and the comforts of being able to walk down the street, go to the grocery store, and believe me, I am not saying that, hey, we should go back at all. But what I'm saying in this show, and as I start bringing up founding fathers and what they did to when they researched freedom and who they researched, I want to kind of renew that interest. I won't say spirit because it's going to be hard to get that spirit of that craving for that raw freedom that they craved or that they promoted, because we have so many luxuries today that make it easy to not go, oh, man, if I only had the freedom to grow all my own stuff and hunt my own food and go where I... Yeah, we have that. But we've gotten away from it because other parts of life have made it so easy. And then when you inject the narratives and you inject the ideologies and you inject the false information, that's not even a narrative or an idea. It's just false information. It's an opinion not based on fact, like the one I said earlier. Well, it rained a lot harder today. But that's just because of global warming. You see, and there's countless examples of how they blend opinions into facts to not even have a narrative, but to get beyond a narrative to make it seem more factual. Well, it did rain today. So, well, maybe they're right. They're right about the rain. So they're right about they must be right about global warming then, right? And as a result, we start becoming reliant on our elected officials, other people, the narratives, the ideologies. We adhere to them because they come across truthful. They come across as, wow, maybe I need to start paying more attention to global warming stuff because it rained today. Instead of doing what our founding fathers did, which was research the ancient philosophers or even the people that were in the days of getting beyond being stuck in a, you know, in a conclave or in a, you know, little community on the side of a castle, or, you know, we can picture history as we want. But what takes us out of the narratives, takes us out of the ideologies, wakes us all up more, is that raw sense of what it's like to be independent using our God-given freedoms and liberties to be able to not only survive, but to thrive. Because without being forced to be dependent on government or the ideology or the narratives that come from this political process we experience today, we become dependent on it. We become less dependent on ourselves. And we just kind of navigate through our days and weeks and months without that sense of what it's like to stand on your own two feet and use your God-given freedom like our founding fathers did and had to and thrived. They didn't have what we have today. So when I read some things in just a little bit, I want you to think back. You know, these guys studied the ancient philosophers from hundreds, if not thousands, because when I did a deep dive on the Second Amendment to find that the founding fathers, when they got the Second Amendment, they actually studied philosophers pre-Christ. And they studied civilizations and history it's hard to imagine, but you got to think, these guys lived in the United States. Yes, they lived in the United States, because everybody likes to think that the Mayflower came over to America and the founding fathers got off and they all had slaves. And one day they said, we're not going to be a part of Britain anymore and we're going to get rid of slavery. And everybody thinks it all happened in a very short time period, and it didn't. The founding fathers were here. They were born here. So when they had to study, they had to sail abroad. Weeks, months of traveling to live over there. And then back on a ship, weeks, months. They couldn't Google freedom. What did Voltaire say about freedom? Which we're going to do after the break. What did Aristotle say about freedom? They couldn't do that. They couldn't even really write a letter to their buddy in England and say, hey, guess what? What have you heard about Voltaire, this guy? What did he say? What did Aristotle say? No, they had to actually go and travel and study and find ancient writings and learn different languages to be able to create the founding documents of our country upon the pillars of freedom and liberty, and be able to know the Bible and believe that our rights are endowed by our Creator, and do it all in a very short time period, relatively speaking. More after the break here with me, William Wallace for America. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in. can pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't.
Take it in. Pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't.
Take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America. So I promised you something on Voltaire. Voltaire was known as the champion of freedom. And I kept finding quotes about Voltaire, and I used to think, well, Voltaire's, you know, probably ancient. I thought maybe he was around during, you know, Plato. And because the name like Voltaire, you'd think, oh, that must be one of those ancient Greek philosophers. But he wasn't. I mean, François-Marie Auret, or Rote, have you pronounced it? It's a French name, known to history as Voltaire, died on May 30th, 1778. He was a major figure in the Enlightenment, a writer, historian, philosopher, renowned for his advocacy of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and the separation of church and state. See, again, this is one of those time periods where, you know, in America, that quest for freedom, that thirst for it, right? Of course, he died right after our American Revolution. But around the time period when man was really going, wait a minute, we got to have some protections here. And our founding fathers weren't just sitting in, you know, in a hall in Independence Hall in Pennsylvania going, hey, let's pull some stuff out of our arse that just sounds cool to write on a document. No, again, these guys networked with other people. And when you think about their quest for freedom, it wasn't that they were just farming and said, hey, we want to be free from England and, you know, get some freedom up in this biatch. No, their quest for it was so strong, they had to travel the world, network with other people, and have, back in the day, a think tank. Voltaire authored more than 2,000 books, essays, and pamphlets, in addition to over 20,000 letters. He was versatile, writing novels, plays, and poems, in addition to scientific papers and historical studies. He bravely advocated civil liberties in an age of aristocratic dominance and arbitrary control of the law. He fought against the censorship laws of France by publishing satires attacking the intolerance of church dogma and the repression of French institutions. When a young French nobleman belittled his lack of breeding, Voltaire insulted him back and was arrested and imprisoned in the Bastille without any due process. He suggested alternative punishment of exile to England was accepted and proved to be the making of him. He admired British constitutional monarchy and its greater respect for liberty and free speech. Most of all, Voltaire is famous for his relentless attacks on aristocratic and church power in France, who oppressed the bourgeoisie and commoners on whom the bulk of the tax burden fell. Imagine that. And commoners on which the bulk of the tax burden fell. His most famous satirical work, Candide, was his eponymous hero flopping through every conceivable disaster, only to have Professor Pangloss, Leibniz, I guess that's how you pronounce how this little parenthesis part, reassuring us that for everything is for the best in this best of all possible worlds. The novel ridicules religion, theologians, governments, armies, philosophers, and philosophies. You see, he lived in a time period in Europe where at the same time, these guys are, you see, the quest for freedom wasn't just an American thing. Sure, we fought for it. Our founding fathers took bullets for it. But it was something going on worldwide. After this period of the Enlightenment, after hundreds of years of man just kind of bowing down to rulers and kings and tyrants, they got tired of that and said, wait a minute, we should be able to do this. So these people weren't just the founding fathers of our country. Voltaire was the founding was a founding father of being able to have free speech, being able to exercise your freedom in Europe. Back to what we're reading here. Like many famous figures from Sherlock Holmes to Rick of Casablanca, Voltaire never actually said the line he is famous for, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." This was written by Evelyn Beatrice Hall to sum up Voltaire's attitude, which it does succinctly. Between 1727 and 1728, he lodged at Maiden Lane, Convent Garden, where a plaque now commemorates, now commemorates his residence there. He was a great fan of coffee, reportedly drinking 50 to 72 cups a day, which might explain his prolific creative output. His advocacy of freedom of thought and speech eventually won through, and these principles are widely recognized in Britain and America, except in their universities. Developed and civilized countries acknowledge freedom of religion and religious expression, but significant parts of the world still imprison and execute people for heresy. In modern times, the head of Iran called for a Western writer to be murdered. And in France, the writers of a satirical magazine were murdered by religious zealots who took exception to what they had published. Voltaire reminds us that there are states and religions that still oppress and seek to bind into conformity any attempt at free and independent thinking. His spirit lives on, reminding us to oppose such barbarism and not to surrender to its use of violence to silence us. The reason I wanted to read that to you is Voltaire is somebody that has a lot of quotes accredited to him, and my show today kind of started actually with Voltaire because I was recently been quoting a lot of things he'd been saying, like, wow, this is really cool. Let's learn more about this guy and really research it. And then when you start seeing his connection to the time period when our founding fathers were reaching out and networking with other people, our founding fathers are indeed brilliant and true statesmen. And I give them all the credit that they deserve for the Constitution. And I give them absolutely 100% of the credit for that. But where they deserve even more credit for the freedoms that we have today is that they just didn't rely on themselves to say, hey, you know, let's write this document and everybody's just going to be free and wander around and do what they want. They traveled. They met with other philosophers. They actually studied this. And when you understand the beauty of how they put their passion into action to create not just the document. Let's put the Constitution off the side. Let's just say it's not there. When you can see that their quest for freedom, that their promotion of it is really what took the human spirit out of bondage from years of oppression of those kings and queens and tyrants. But it's almost running full circle to today when we're oppressed by narratives and ideologies that rob freedom in some ways as much or more than our freedoms, our humans' freedoms were robbed back then. So when I made the comment earlier that our founding fathers literally took bullets from guns, today we're taking narratives and ideologies, you know, we're taking words from narratives and ideologies. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, they certainly are hurting us today. They're controlling us. Those words that are being used in those narratives are being used to control us today. True, the people that will easily say, you're a conspiracy theorist for thinking that the government's trying to take away our freedoms. They don't want our freedoms. They're not trying to do that. Well, yeah, a lot of elected officials do that through the narratives. To be able to get the policies, whether they are in that group that I mentioned earlier of people with nefarious plans who build their network or their inner circle with people who might not know their plans but adhere their principles, and they're being used to perpetuate a narrative or an ideology to be able to get their end result or get the end result of what it is they're trying to get. Or whether they're in that group of people that just say, yeah, we're going along and get along, we got elected, that sounds good, everybody agree with it. I don't know about that, but I'd like to be with the smaller percentage of people that says, hey, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to point some things out, not necessarily because it's 100% right, but because if we don't talk about it, our only other option is to fall in line with the policies that we see destroying our communities, destroying our spirit for freedom, because that's the thing. Your freedom isn't just the freedom to do what you want, say what you want, own a firearm. Your freedom is your human right to live how you want. And if your freedoms are being controlled by narratives and ideologies, to be able to look the other way when policies are created that wreck our economy, cause crime rates to go up, potholes so you can't ride down your street. I mean, I know it sounds like a far-fetched, but think about it. A lot of your freedoms are being robbed, especially when it comes to taxes. Policies that create high taxes take away your freedom or the fruits of your hard labor from 8 hours a day to go do the things that you want, travel, buy what you want. We're going to get back more on this here after the break from William Wallace for America.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trey Bon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
All my friends are searching. All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America. So, again, when you really start looking at what the founding fathers, you know, had to say about freedom and what they did to lay the groundwork and for our Constitution and the foundation of our country's freedoms, they weren't the original ones. They weren't necessarily the only ones, is the better way to say it. They weren't the ones that said, hey, we're going to invent this thing called freedom. We're going to say we got it from the Bible, you know, free will. No, there was this movement in the years leading up to it. And again, the founding fathers did, like I said earlier, they didn't just jump off the Mayflower and come over here and say, hey, we're here, we got this great country, free us from England. They're fathers and grandfathers, great grandfathers were here for hundreds of years before they were born. So now you take into account that they're traveling, they're learning, they're hearing from the people. Imagine, if you will, not having the internet. You've actually got to go travel and talk to people and read things in other parts of the world. And then when you start looking at all the other people in history around the same time period that were looking for ways for the human spirit to thrive. And think about that. It wasn't just having the freedom to say what you want, do what you want, own a gun, whatever the case may be. Of course, owning a gun wasn't even a question back then. You just owned guns. But it was man's desire. It was the desire of his soul, of his spirit, to be able to live the way he wanted and to achieve things that he could think of. And imagine, if you will, this is back again. There's not computers, there's not cars, there's not big business, there's not big industry to think of. It's farming, it's agriculture, it's Benjamin Franklin inventing things. It's a time when their minds were blossoming, so that thirst for freedom is exploding. And without without the environment that not only supports freedom but nurtures it, which the founding fathers saw that the Constitution was needed to create the boundaries to protect man from a government, a king, a queen, a ruler, a dictator, from going back to controlling them. These guys were the ones who got the credit for the Constitution, which they deserve, but there's other people out there that were promoting the raw freedoms that we have today. Another one is Alexis de Tocqueville. He's known for his democracy thinkings, his freedom, his despotism. Alexis de Tocqueville only lived from 1805 to 1859, and yet he is still considered by many to be one of the greatest political writers of all time. He has been compared to the likes of such writers and thinkers as Aristotle, Montesquieu, Voltaire, and others. He wrote extensively on political science, political philosophy, history, and societies. Tocqueville's magnum opus is Democracy in America, published in two volumes in 1835 and 1840, respectively. Among some of the topics discussed in this book are democracy, freedom, and despotism, among with their relations to one another. This essay will examine and assess the relationship between democracy, freedom, and despotism in Tocqueville's thought, along with the solutions to combating despotism. You see, even back then, they were afraid of finding a way to protect the human spirit. Back then, they were afraid that, hey, if we've got all this great writings on freedom and liberty and being able to say what you want and do what you want, live your life, you belong to yourself, you know, use your human spirit to thrive, not only survive, but to thrive. But even back then, they were scared that the rest of society would be like, yeah, we got it now. Thanks. See you later. Got what I need. Drop a dime in my, or drop a penny in my cup, if you will. Or, yeah, just, hey, can you create a law that takes care of my needs? Like, provides me retirement, provides me with healthcare, provides me with food, provides me with shelter, pays my bills when I can't afford it. Can you do all that for me, bro? Well, because that's what these guys were worried about. You see, they weren't just smart enough to create an environment of freedom. They weren't just smart enough to create boundaries to protect that human spirit from people with nefarious plans or governments that just want to get bigger, they were worried that the people would be like, not care, take it for granted. They were worried about it back then. Because once again, when you got a ruler, you got a king telling you what to do, and you grow your food to feed the king, and you steal a little scrap for yourself. I mean, of course, probably exaggerate a little bit, but I mean, wouldn't doubt that. But you kind of rely on somebody else's desire for their freedom to survive. Because when you are reliant on something that's getting bigger and fatter, that's feeding you the scraps, that's giving you just enough to survive on, and you go, okay, I got what I need. Instead of using your free will and your quest to feed, to satisfy that desire inside to do great things, or even just to survive. I mean, not everybody wants to do great things. Some people just want to just like, hey, I'm good. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that still takes a sense of freedom. That still leaves a sense of self-sustaining. That still leaves you with the responsibility for yourself. Instead of getting lazy, and of course, where these original thought, our original philosophers, the people who really brought freedom into the light. You see, again, we had freedoms and liberties since the beginning of man. But because the spirit was never nurtured, it was never talked about, it was never promoted, we never really went after it. But these, not only our founding fathers, but Voltaire, Alexis de Tocqueville, these people nurtured that human spirit. They shined the light on what the human spirit needs and the freedom and liberty that it needs to thrive and survive. And that is where we are today, back to governments finding ways to steal our freedoms through narratives and ideologies, creating a sense of despotism in our communities that robs us of our freedoms and our liberties. And that's what we need to pay attention to be able to protect them. All right, guys, visit my website, williamwallace.net. Reach out to some of my great sponsors. Buy some merchandise on my merchandise site at williamwallace.net.
McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.